Good morning. Welcome to our celebration of the Palms transitioning into Passion Sunday. We are glad that you have joined us here in person and online. Please stand as you are able for our opening hymns.
Oh, Hosanna, Hosanna. You may be seated. And if there's any other children in the congregation, you're welcome to join us up here. We're going to put all of our palm branches right up here, and we're going to lay them in front of our altar and take a seat on the steps. So everybody come and put your palm branches up and then take a seat. Welcome to Palm Sunday. This is basically Easter for children in youth ministry. It is our day where we get to celebrate and think about all that Jesus has done and celebrate him as King. And so we're excited that you're all here. And so many of you brought friends and family members and cousins. So this is a great day. All right, everybody take a seat. We have so many of you up here. I love it. So while you're taking a seat, I want you to start thinking about how do you celebrate? If you have a birthday party that you're going to, or an end of the year school party, what do you do to celebrate? Who wants to tell me, how do you celebrate? What's one thing you do?
With candy.
Candy, that's a good way to celebrate. Candy is never a bad thing.
A party.
A party, absolutely love a good party.
Probably just having fun, have cake.
Yes, fun and cake.
Pinatas.
Oh, pinatas, I love it.
Maybe blow some candles out.
Blow candles out, absolutely. So these are all ways that we celebrate when we want to do something to celebrate someone. Who are we celebrating today? Who wants to tell me? Somebody I haven't heard from? Yes, who are we celebrating today?
God.
We're celebrating God, that's right. We're celebrating God and his son Jesus because on Palm Sunday, the way that they celebrated back then was they waved palm branches just like we did. And they laid the palm branches in the street for Jesus to ride on a donkey and come into town. And that was a way that they were celebrating him. And a lot will happen this week for Jesus. There will be a lot of things that will happen that will lead to his crucifixion on a cross. And then the celebration of his overcoming death on Easter that we celebrate next week. But today is all about Palm Sunday. And so we are going to be celebrating all day today.
And as part of the celebration, so right after this, so family members know what's happening, we're going to all go into Grant Hall. And we have all kinds of activities from craft to making a bag to collect your eggs if you forgot to bring one, to cookie decorating, and all kinds of fun things. And then what will happen is after the service, your family members will come and pick you up. And we'll all gather into the gym. So anyone who's here, we're going to gather into the gym. We have three different areas for the egg hunt. So we have one for those who are two and under, which is going to be right out here in the courtyard. And then raise your hands if you're up here and you're 3 years old. Raise your hands if you're 4 years old. Raise your hand if you're five. Raise your hand if you're six. You all have a special egg hunt in a gated area in the back that we'll take you to after we all meet in the gym. And raise your hand if you're 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, you all have the whole lawn out there. And let me tell you, the youth were very busy, very secretly hiding eggs. There's over 1,000 eggs hidden in the church.
We overdid it this year.
The Easter Bunny.
I blame COVID.
It.
You know, it's all
okay.
Pent up.
So we may be finding them well into next year.
We will. And I've already had many of the youth group, the sixth and up, ask me if they can find the really hard ones. And there will probably be some hard ones left over for the 12th graders, the seniors in high school that want to egg hunt. So, well, let's pray, and then we will head off to Children's Church. Let's pray together. As we talked about God, we're celebrating you today. We're celebrating your son, Jesus. We're celebrating him because he was recognized just a week before his death as a king and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords because of the way that he lived, how he spoke, how he cared for people, how he brought in those that no one else would bring in, how he loved those that no one else would love. And that's who we are celebrating today, Jesus. Thank you that we have a church where all are welcome and we can all come together, whether we come every single week or we come once a year, that we're here together, we can celebrate you on this Palm Sunday. Thank you for every single one of these children. I pray that today would be a day that they would remember, they would celebrate, they would know that in your house they belong. We thank you for your love and your grace and your forgiveness. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, as we head out to Children's Church, I invite you all to stand and pass the peace of Christ to one another.
family. Quickly before you sit down, let's all wave up at the production team and say welcome to them and everyone online as well. Happy Palm Sunday. All right, good to see all your smiling faces as we start Holy Week this week. And real quick before we get started, I just want to thank John West and the choir and our band. And you'll also see very soon our worship and arts team will be doing something special for us too. So thank you to everyone who participated today in this beautiful service. Okay, some quick announcements here. Let's all check in. All right, now this is the time when you can get your phone out. If you would, scan that QR code and just let us know you're here. You can put your name in, drop a prayer request in there if you have one. We get those every week and we pray on them. And if you're new, go ahead and say that in the comments. That way, when I get them, I can shoot you a little email and say hello. Also this week, today is the last day to get your Easter lilies. So if you want to order Easter lilies, you can scan that QR code, or also at the Narthex welcome table, we have some forms you can fill out. Normally people order Easter lilies in remembrance of or for a special reason, so we have these available. They will be out and displayed nicely here on Easter for both services, and then after the 11 o'clock service, please take them home with you if you'd like. Today, a couple things going on. We heard about the amazing Easter egg hunt that will be happening. Everything's happening today in the gym for all of us, if you have kids or not. So after church, please feel free to use these stairs that are right here on the, I have to think about this, left-hand side for you. It goes right to the gym, or you can go out through the courtyard, but we're gonna have coffee and some delicious treats that Dan worked very hard on this weekend after church, right before the Easter egg hunt starts. Also, if you participate in Rev Ed and Tim Payne's class, they will be still meeting in the chapel at 12:15. So please feel free to, after you get your coffee, to jet over there. All right, Holy Week, there's a couple things happening. Very important, we have a special service, which is a very intimate, quiet, we don't stream it. It happens at the Harmony campus, and it's our Monday-Thursday service. And it's a special time of reflection on the passion of Jesus and then communion. So please join us if you're able, 7 o'clock at the Harmony campus. And then Good Friday, this sanctuary will be open from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for prayer and reflection and meditation. So please come if you're in town or around. And then, of course, Easter Sunday, two services, which are going to be actually identical, but 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock, and only the 11 o'clock is going to be streamed. So if you can join us, please be here for those. A couple last things. April 14th, we have a volunteer opportunity with the Project Angel Food, and there is a QR code at the welcome table to sign up for that. That is happening right after church at 1 o'clock for a couple hours. And then also our new members class with Rev Kathy is starting on that same day at 12:15 here. So please join us for those if you're able. I'll be in the gym around the welcome table if you have any questions, and I'll answer them for you. Everything we do here, all of our activities, all of our community groups, our outreach is provided by you through your prayers, your presence, your service, and your gifts. So as the ushers come forward and we put up a QR code for online giving, please give as you're able so we can continue to grow this ministry here in the heart of Hollywood. Thank you for being here today.
We are so lucky in our service to have our beautiful music, and our choir will now lead us into a time set aside for prayer and conversation with God. Let us pray. Holy One, soon we will gather in this very room to share with the world the triumph of your rise from death. We will wear flowers and play brass. We will sing and proclaim, all to offer you a fraction of the honor you bring to us with your sacrifice and the resurrecting promise of your grace. But first, we must watch you endure the path to the cross, the pain of betrayal and the sting of isolation and despair, the pain of life and its mortal changes, a walk you could have avoided, Son of God, but you did not. Because we too live lives where pain is real, where we know moments of betrayal, when we feel isolated. Dear God, you endured because we do. You suffered so that we will not have to. You carried the cross to the end so that we might sit at its foot one day and know that this final pain has passed on from us. You are a reminder that we are capable of recovering. The moments of pain in our lives are real, but you are with us, sharing our burdens, supporting us, allowing us to be human, and reminding us that pain is not forever. Dear God, because of you, we are indeed an Easter people. New beginnings, new hope, and new possibilities are coming. And with time, the breath of the Holy Spirit and grace, you heal what has been broken and open new pathways before us, sometimes to places we did not expect or imagine to travel to. But you have provided. We thank you. And in this week of the Passion, we promise you, O God, that we will not look away from your suffering as you have never looked away from ours. We give thanks for the way you change our lives, give wisdom and guidance, give strength to our church, its leaders, our pastors. Bless and guide our elected leaders so that they might work with the community to address the needs and challenges of our city, and the intense pressure and struggle of our unhoused neighbors and the conditions they live with. As we enter into the Christian Holy Week, God, help your people find resolution to their strife in the Holy Land. Let there be a cessation of violence and the end of war. May all hostages be returned to their family, and may a new day be born that reflects your hope and your peace. Lastly, we lift up to you those in our community in need of your healing presence and touch. Be with Charlene and her family, bringing them comfort during this time. Guide Melissa and her husband. Comfort Carol on the loss of her husband. Provide healing for Trish and recovery for Charles. Comfort for Mark Allen and his mom. And for Michelle and Tatiana and their children and all those who love them and hold him dear. Be with him in his final days as they prepare to say goodbye. Bring comfort and solace and healing to all broken hearts. There are many more prayers that linger in our hearts and minds, and we offer them now to you in a period of silent reflection. God, we thank you for this time together. And we offer you the words that Jesus himself taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah! Hosanna! Jesus Christ is King! Hallelujah! Hosanna! Jesus Christ is King! Hallelujah! Hosanna! Jesus Christ is King! Hallelujah! Hosanna! Jesus Christ is King!
The festival of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was near. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people.
When Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, he went away and conferred with the chief priests and the officers of the temple police about how he might betray him to them.
They were greatly pleased and agreed to give him money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him to them when no crowd was present.
Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying,
"Go and prepare the Passover meal for us, so that we may eat it."
"Where do you want us to make preparations for it?"
"Listen, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there."
So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table, and the apostles with him.
"I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God."
While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said,
"Take, eat, this is my body."
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
"Drink from it, all of you, for this is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Then they went to the Mount of Olives.
"You will all become deserters, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered."
"Even though all become deserters, I will not."
"Truly, I tell you, Peter, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times.
"Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you."
And all of them said the same.
They went to a place called Gethsemane.
"Sit here while I pray."
And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him.
"Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Please remove this cup from me. Yet, not what I want, but what you want."
Three times he returned and found his disciples sleeping.
"Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough! The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
Immediately while he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived.
And with him, there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes and the elders.
The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away. Rabbi.
And he kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him.
They took Jesus to the high priest and all of the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes. Peber had followed at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting, warming himself at the fire.
Now the chief priest and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none, for many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus,
"Well, well, well, what do we have here? Are you the Messiah? Are you really the Messiah? Are you really the Son of the Holy One? Are you really?"
"I am. You will come to see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power."
"Is that so? Listen, we don't need a witness. This is blasphemy! Tell us, what is your decision?"
All of them condemned him as deserving death. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said, "Hey, you were also with Jesus, that man from Nazareth?"
I don't know what you're talking about."
No. This man is one of them."
I tell you, I am not."
"Well, certainly you are one of them, for you are Galilean."
"Damn you, I swear to all that I do not know that man you are talking about."
"Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times."
And he broke down and wept.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
"Here you are. Tell me, are you the king of the Jews?"
"It is as you say."
Now, at the Passover festival, Pilate used to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone they asked for.
"A man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom."
"So what do you say? Shall I release the king of the Jews?"
No, Barabbas!
But the chief priest had stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead.
But why? Tell me, what should I do with this man you call the king of the Jews?"
"Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!"
"Why? What has he done? Tell me, what evil has this man done?"
"Crucify him!"
"All right. All right. Release Barabbas. Flog him. And then crucify him."
And then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, and they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him. "Hail, King of the Jews!"
They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
They brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it.
And they crucified him. They divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take.
It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him.
The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews."
When it was about noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. Finally, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
"Father, unto your hands I commend my spirit."
Certainly, this man was God's son.